Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, let's talk some NFL from ESPN, ESPN.com. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline. Let's welcome in Dan Graziano. Dan, what's happening?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing all right, Dan. We appreciate your time.
There's one guy today, Bob, right?
Yeah, Vinny's traveling in his Jones Junction expensive car on his way to Cincinnati's training camp today.
Good for him.
Yeah,
I'm at the Eagles training camp.
Okay.
My ninth stop of 11 on this journey I'm making up from the tip of Florida back home to Connecticut.
Okay, now the Eagles have a nice little Ravens flair to them. They have Timmy Jernigan and, of course, Torrey Smith, and Terrence Brooks is there. And the NFC East, rarely, at least in recent vintage, Dan, as you know, does the defending champ repeat. Philly got off to the great start, kind of faded. How are they looking so far in regards to being in it for the long haul, all contingent, of course, on injuries and those sort of things?
Right. I mean, obviously, right. If we could predict who's going to get hurt where, we would know. We would have the whole thing set.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think they're, you know, year two of Carson Wentz. They're excited about Wentz. They feel like he made some mechanical improvements here in the offseason that they asked him to go make. You know, somebody pointed out to me watching practice today, like this time last year, he was the third stringer, you know. They had Sam Bradford and they had Chase Daniel, and they didn't even know if Wentz would be, like, active on game days. And then 8 days before the season starts, they trade Bradford and make Wentz the starter. So this time last year, he wasn't the guy running first-team drills in practice as he is now. So it's a big offseason and a big year for him to kind of take command of things here. And, you know, the sense you get around here is that he's doing a good job with it.
Now, Alshon Jeffrey missed a few practice days because of injury. Is he back, and how's he looking? Former Bears standout, of course.
Yeah, he's back. I think, you know, he's just a guy that they're going to have to be careful with. He's got a long injury history. He's a veteran. He knows how to get himself ready for the season, and I think they're just going to, you know, back him off as they, you know, they're having a light practice today. They're really, nobody here is doing that much today. So I think he's just kind of in the mix, and they feel like they just got to do what they have to do to make sure he's ready for September 10th.
What's LeGarrette Blount going to bring to this year's team?
Well, it's like if you took a linebacker and made him your running back. You know, it's funny watching him out there. You know, the other running backs are Darren Sproles and Donnell Pumphrey, and if you add them together, they might not be as big as Blount, at least to stand there and look at him. So, you know, I think he's the power guy, obviously, there, and you know, grind out tough yards, be a guy that can kind of, you know, pick up yards in the fourth quarter when the opposing defense is wearing down a little bit. I think that's part of it. And obviously the goal line, you know, he's an invaluable weapon at the goal line.
Dan, how are you handicapping the NFC East right now?
I think it's going to be – I don't think you're going to see the 13 – you know, Dallas won 13 last year and the Giants won 11. And I just think given the schedules, you know, they all have to travel west. They're playing the AFC West. They're playing the NFC West. The Giants leave their time zone five times. Like, I just think that you're going to see a little bit of a contraction at the top. So I think it's a division that you could win with maybe 10 this year as opposed to a 13 or 12. You know, I think if somebody gets to 11, that'll be a good achievement. I think the Giants look like they'll have a strong team. I'll see them tomorrow. But, I mean, on paper, it looks like they have a strong team. I think Dallas's line should help them. But a lot of questions on defense and so much turmoil there with all the suspensions. You wonder how much they're going to suffer for that. Washington seems to be okay. I think they got to put some pieces together up front on defense, but I think they have a chance to be a good team. And then we'll see on the Eagles. I think the Eagles are probably a team that's still putting itself together, you know, still has major question marks, like on the back end of the defense with cornerback. And, you know, is their wide receiver core good enough? Can Jeffrey stay healthy? Can they run the ball? So I think that I probably would have them fourth at this point, but you never know. As you say, in this division, they haven't had a repeat champion since 2004.
And is this one of the divisions in the NFL this year, Dan, where we're talking at the end of December and say the Eagles do win it and no one's fallen off of their chair, stunned and surprised that it happened?
Right, because you could see it. I mean, you could see, like, oh, Carson Wentz makes a big jump. And yeah, their offensive line should really give them a chance. I think, you know, I just wonder about the defense. I wonder if they're going to have enough on defense, especially at corner.
Dan Graziano, ESPN, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Minus Vinny, who's on the road. Bob Haney with you on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Now, the Ravens, you reported yesterday that Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco went to seek a second opinion on the injured back. He is not out at practice today. Ravens still really don't know what the time frame is for a potential return. What was the first opinion that he didn't like that maybe caused him to go search for the second one?
Oh, well, I mean, I just think it's a matter of getting a checkup, right? Like here we are, what was it, a week into the whole thing, and, like, let's get them looked at again just to make sure nobody's missing anything. So, you know, what I was told, you know, was that the second opinion, after the second opinion, kind of arrow pointing up, feeling good about things, and they're just going to take it slow with the recovery because it's a back, and they don't want to get to a situation where you hurt it again or hurt it worse, and then you end up missing significant time. I think at this point, they feel like he'll be ready. I don't think they know exactly when he'll be back at practice, but I think at this point they feel like they've got enough time to get him ready for the season. And if they felt like there was a setback with it, then I think you might see them try to make a move for a quarterback who is more of a starting caliber guy than what they have. You know, obviously the name that's been out there is Kaepernick, and,
sure,
and you know, we don't know where that stands. It seems like at this point they're standing down on that because they still have faith that Flacco will be okay. But if they got news to the contrary, I think you might see them start to poke around on some of those, you know, some of those other more interesting names.
Another guy that's missed practice last few days now is first-round draft pick Marlon Humphrey, the always exciting Dan undisclosed injury. John Harbaugh said yesterday to the media, as you know, that he expected him to practice yesterday. He didn't. He's not out there today. I mean, they're only two games away from the preseason opener, so it's nothing intense, but still not there. Any idea what the hell happened to Marlon Humphrey last week?
I don't have any idea what happened to Marlon Humphrey. I think there's a chance that it was, you know, that it was a practice, you know, leg injury, the kind of thing that happens. It's like you say, man, it's like 2 days before the preseason opener. How much are these guys going to play in the preseason opener? It's very hard to get a read on injuries this time of year because, you know, you could back a guy off because it's serious, or you could back a guy off even if it's not serious just because there's no reason not to back a guy off. So, with a team like the Ravens that keeps it close to the vest on injuries, it's very difficult to get a sense of how worried to be. Obviously, you want to see you guys out there. If they, you know, if time goes by and Humphrey isn't out there and Flacco isn't out there, then it gets to be time to get worried. But I don't think August 8th is the time to be worried about anything right now. It's possible it's more serious than they're letting on, but I haven't heard that. And, you know, hopefully we'll get more information.
Now, Dan, we look at Baltimore's outlook for this season. Haven't made the playoffs three of the last 4 years. John Harbaugh now in his 10th year, believe it or not, as head coach of the team. Is this a make-or-break year for him, no matter the circumstances?
Yeah, I think that's a situation that people have their eye on when we talk about coaching situation. Obviously, Harbaugh's done extremely well in Baltimore. He's had success, had high-level success, won a Super Bowl. And, you know, I think we can safely call him one of the better coaches. But that doesn't always save you, right? At some point, yeah, you know, you say 10 years, and if they had a losing season, let's say they, you know, what they won 2 years ago, I think they won five. If they did that again, I don't know that you can assume he's safe. I mean, I think it gets to a point where you look big picture. Like, I was covering the Giants the last 3 years of Tom Coughlin's tenure. This guy won Super Bowl twice. You know, he's going to get Hall of Fame consideration. And it got to the point where, like, they were 7-9, 6-10, 6-10. They didn't want to get rid of him. But they kind of got to the point where, like, well, you know what? We kind of changed things up around here because it seems stale. And I think if it starts to feel like that, and not even specifically in Baltimore, but if anywhere it starts to feel like that, then you have to wonder if they do consider making a change. So that's a situation people have their eyes on. I think that's when you talk to people who monitor, like, where the openings are going to be in terms of head coaches, you know, that's one where people are kind of paying attention, saying, you know what? You wonder if they have to win. If they don't win, if they start thinking about making a change.
And which brings me to my next question, or I guess it's a comment even more so. Steelers extend Mike Tomlin. They've had three coaches since 1969, and he's probably going to be there, barring the unforeseen. It'll be in 50 years. Yeah. Dan Graziano, how incredible is that in the landscape, not just of the NFL, but in professional sports in general?
Well, it's astounding. And I mean, look, the fact that in the Super Bowl era, they've had three head coaches and they've won the most Super Bowls.
Right.
That's a message to everyone, right? Don't panic and make a change at the first downturn. Now, obviously, what's helped is, you know, they've had a lot of success. You know, they haven't had, the Steelers haven't had a lot of times where they go, you know, 5 years and only make the playoffs once. You know, that's unusual there, and I think that obviously helps them maintain that patience. But that's an organizational philosophy. I mean, they just believe that's how it's supposed to be done, that those positions of leadership are very important, and the continuity in those positions of leadership is very important, and that they need to stick by the guys they believe in. It's a great way to run a business. It's a great way to run a football franchise, and more people should probably tend that way than the other. But again, it's, you know, all the guys they've had, all three of those guys have won Super Bowls. So it's easy to stick with a guy when you know for a fact he can get you to the absolute top.
Dan Graziano covers the NFL for ESPN, ESPN.com. Where are you headed next?
I'm actually doubling up today. The Jets have a mid-afternoon practice over in Florham Park. So after I do some interviews here at Eagles, I'm going to get in my car and head up there to see the Jets, and then I'll see the Giants tomorrow, and then I'll finally turn in that rental car that I've been racking up the miles on tomorrow night.
Dan, we appreciate your time. Get back to work.
All right, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Dan Graziano covers the NFL for ESPN.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.